Calrissian certainly knew that I would never cut you out.
Cratheus spoke aloud, no doubt because he hoped to elicit support from Gev. Perhaps he could sense Marvid's confusion and thought a small-head opinion might actually influence him.
It was only an attempt to create strife between us,
Cratheus continued.
We've used the same divide-and-conquer strategy 100 times. I was determined not to let it affect us.
Yet it has,
Marvid transmitted.
But only because you kept it from me. What am I to think, except that you were considering it?
So what if I was considering?
Cratheus countered.
Considering is not doing.
There lay the truth, Marvid realized. Cratheus had been tempted. The one being Marvid had always trusted, the one being he would never betray, had been thinking about turning against his own brother. For what? Certainly not for money. Cratheus was already wealthier than most interstellar empires. No, Cratheus wanted power. He wanted to be the sole holder of Galactic Syndicated, and all it controlled. Marvid considered his options. Given the limited confines of the conference room, he decided the blaster cannon would be best. Then felt his head rocked by an invisible force slap. Marvid, stop that, Savara ordered. So your brother was tempted to sell you out. Disarm your weapons and deal with it. We need to talk about the real reason Calrissian made the offer, and we're running out of time. Marvid did not disarm his weapons.
We know the reason, he said. Calrissian was trying to drive a wedge between us. It worked.
Better than he ever imagined, I'm sure, Savara said. But that's not our problem at the moment.
Then what is?
Cratheus asked, eager to change the subject.
Reverse the vid and I'll show you, Savara said.
She waited until the image showed the transport resting on its struts again, with Gev and her companions disappearing inside. She ordered him to stop, then to magnify the image and restart the vid in slow motion.
Watch carefully.
She pointed at the wall screen, then said,
right here.
A tiny gray disc appeared on the screen and began to accelerate toward the transport. By the time the vessel was gliding out through the hangar exit, the disc had caught up and attached itself to the hull.
You're looking at a Jedi tracking beacon, she said. And that is our problem.